This is KC5GOI. Are there any stations with emergency traffic? Please go now. Nothing heard. At any point in time, if stations have emergency traffic, please use the pro sign break break and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control. Tonight's net is a training net. This net meets every Thursday before club meetings once a month on the 146.92 repeater. The sole meeting for tonight's net is a training net. This evening's topic, we're going to talk about ICS and why Denton County Aries uses ICS. Stations checking into the net, please use the pro sign break break and wait to be acknowledged. Please use your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control. First, I have a few announcements. The Dakara Club meeting is this coming Monday at the Denton County EOC at 7:30 p.m. This meeting is open to the public and all everyone that's interested in amateur radio. Look forward to seeing everyone there. On April 5th is the annual Medal of Honor ride. That's going to be on a Wednesday afternoon. The sign-up sheet is on the main Dakara website. If you have any questions, please contact K5YX for more details. On May 15th, on May 5th, the City of Denton is participating with UNT in a disaster simulation. Please keep an eye on the Dakara website for more details. I'll have some more as we start to iron things out. All stations participating in tonight's net, I am recording the audio, so we can post this in a few days. For those stations that missed it or wanted to, just re-listen to what we covered this evening for any questions or comments. At this point in time is the Assistant Emergency Coordinator on frequency. Please check in now.
Kilo 5, Yankee X-ray.
Net Control acknowledges K5YX. Thank you, Mike, for checking in. Do I have any Denton County Aries liaisons on frequency at this time?
This is Kilo Echo 5, Mike Zulu Tango, Sarah Ann, American Red Cross.
Yes. Whiskey Bravo 5, November Zulu Victor Gerald. Denton County EOC.
Kilo 5, Whiskey X-ray Romeo, Lee, Medical Reserve Corps.
At this point in time, Net Control recognizes KE5MZT, WB5NZV, and K5WXR. Sarah Ann, Gerald, and Lee, thank you for checking into the net tonight. At this point in time, I'm going to take check-ins from all stations. You do not necessarily have to be a member of Denton County Aries to participate in this net. Please use your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
Alpha Juliet Yankee.
Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike, Tim.
Kilo Charlie 5, Yankee November.
Golf 5, Romeo Sierra Echo Ramble.
Is Kilo Charlie 5 Tango Sierra Uniform Heath.
Foxtrot 5 Victor Oscar John.
Oh, Foxtrot 5 Sierra Alpha Whiskey Scott.
Charlie 5 Delta Charlie Tango Tim.
Kilo Charlie 5 Hotel Alpha Lima Al.
Alpha Golf Oscar.
Whiskey Zulu 5 Tango Mike Tim.
Charlie 5 Lima Lima Laird.
Kilo Golf 5 Kilo
Okay, at this point in time, Net Control is going to acknowledge stations. I had at least one duplicate. Well, not one duplicate, one collision at the end. Net Control at this time acknowledges Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Juliet Yankee. Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike. Kilo Charlie 5, Yankee November. Kilo Golf 5, Romeo Sierra Echo. Kilo Charlie 5, Tango Sierra Uniform. Kilo Foxtrot 5, Victor Oscar. Kilo Foxtrot 5, Sierra Alpha Whiskey. Kilo Charlie 5, Delta Charlie Tango. Kilo Charlie 5, Hotel Alpha Lima. Kilo 5, Alpha Golf Oscar. Whiskey Zulu 5, Tango Mike. Kilo Charlie 5, Lima Lima. There was a station by the name of Darren. The duplicate got your call sign. Please go now.
Aries Net.
Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo, Darren.
Okay, I got Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Romeo. Okay, I know there was a double in there, so I got Darren. Additional stations wishing to check in, please give your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
Golf 5, Bravo Charlie Alpha, Victor, Rob.
Okay, Rob, sorry, I got the call. I screwed up the call sign typing it up. I got the Kilo Golf 5. Can you give me the suffix?
Kilo Golf 5, Kilo Alpha Victor.
Okay, Kilo Alpha Victor. Got it, Rob. I had another double again. So this time I've got Rob. Other stations, please go.
V6WBH, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey Bravo Hotel Bob.
Okay, got you, Bob. Any additional stations? Last call.
Kilo Golf 5, Oscar Yankee, KT5OIY, Dan in Flower Mound, listening only.
Five, Mike Bravo Hotel, Keller, listening only.
Net Control acknowledges is listening only. Kilo Golf 5, Oscar India Yankee. Had station monitoring that ended in Mike Bravo Hotel. Can you give me your suffix, please?
It's Whiskey 5, Mike Bravo Hotel. Name is Jim. Juliet, India Mike. Thank you.
Okay, got you, Jim. Thank you. All right, guys. I'll do one more round of check-ins after we get through what's going to be hopefully a brief topic tonight. Wanted to talk about ICS, and I'm keeping an eye on my timer so I don't repeat last month. Over the last several years, those of you that have been attending the club meetings see that, you know, I mention every month ICS 100 and 700, and if you want to, you could take the 200 and the 800, but you don't have to for Denton County Aries. For those of you that are CERT, you know all four are required. So we've got a mix of veterans here tonight, and I see some new call signs, and hopefully some of the newbies are listening as well. And for those of you that are new hams that haven't checked into the net, either because you can't or you got a little bit of mic fright, that's okay. We're going to talk about ICS for a moment. ICS is short for Incident Command System, and if you talk to any emergency responder, be it law enforcement or fire, talk to FEMA, you're going to find out that they operate under incident command structure. Now, for those of you that have taken your ICS 100 and 700, you kind of have a general idea what it is to begin with. But what we want to make sure that everybody understands is it's a framework, okay? And as amateur radio operators, if we are called up by the Denton County Office of Emergency Management, which is most likely going to be the person that calls us, they're going to operate under ICS. Amateur radio falls in the grand tree of operations. So we're considered communications. Now, communications can be we grab our handy talkie and we do our thing, or we operate from a vehicle off of, you know, off of your mobile, or it could be HF operations, whether it's using NVIS techniques on HF, whether it's WinLink, or you're doing, you know, maybe some longer haul stuff if it was a much larger disaster area. The main reason why we want everybody to understand what ICS is how do we fit? How are we going to operate? What should we expect from the agency that we're volunteering with? And what does that agency expect from us? So it's really important to take that 100 and 700 because it gives you that idea of how we fit in. Helps make you more proficient about your volunteer activities. It gives a positive vibe back to the agency that we're volunteering for. So we really want you to take a look at that, and it gives you some training. It even gives you some information on what you need to do to prepare to be out in the field operating under ICS. Now, if you wish to obtain or maintain a blue badge, which we really need people to do, that's we need you to know ICS, the 100 and 700 specifically. If you don't have the badge, well, we now have in the database, we know who's not current. And what'll happen is if we're called up by the county or FEMA, whoever, it's going to be primarily active badges, those people that are current with ICS training and the Skywarn requirement. KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. It's one of the other things is that the county gets the benefit from showing the compliance of volunteers through ICS, and that comes into line when they're talking about applying for grants or if there's an audit or something like that. Both us, CERT, MRC, you name it, they all have to show some level of compliance. If we didn't require it, it kind of hampers what they can do as far as providing material for amateur radio use. If you go back to the Denton County EOC, back in the radio room, nicknamed the Secret Squirrel Room, you'll see the equipment that the county's been able to get through grants over the years and how that the station's evolved and all the work that Gerald and Jerry, Eric, and them have really put into it to give us this top-notch station set up. So for those of you that, whether you are a veteran of volunteering for Aries and you haven't done the ICS, or if you're one of our newer hams and just haven't done it yet, and it's like, guy, this is all new to me. Well, how do I do this? Does this cost me any money? Well, that's what I'm going to answer now. For starters, no, the training doesn't cost you any money. You can do the training as a train at your own pace. All you have to do is go to Google or Yahoo, whatever your search engine is, and Google ICS 100. If you haven't set up an account in the past, you're going to have to do that. Okay, you can't get around that. But after you create this account, then there's going to be all kinds of free training available to you through the website, and I believe it's FEMA that hosts all of this. So you'll be able to start your 100 or your 700. You'll go through it. You've got time to look at it, to digest it. You don't have to do it all in one sitting as far as going over the training material. But once you've started the test, you have to complete the test. Okay, it's not something you can start and you can walk away from. I will give you a little bit of a hint. Reset. My recommendation, and this is from one of those lessons learned, it seems counterintuitive, but I recommend, and I've had other stations tell me this too, take the ICS 700 first. Bear in mind, this is a federal project, and you know how those things go. But after I took 700, all of a sudden a bunch of stuff in 100 just clicked. You'd have thought you should have this stuff in 100 first and then come along 700 later. No, I would recommend taking 700 first, then doing the 100. Okay, so now you've taken the class online, you've passed it. Oh, one other hint before I forget about it. It comes in handy if you have a dual screen setup. Now, you don't have to. You can run them side by side, but I don't know if it's intentional or not, but you can do it as open book. You can get the entire training material in the PDF format, and you can have it open on one screen, and you can be taking your test on the other. A lot of people have done it that way, and I'm sure it's no secret as far as, you know, the educators that put this together. But you can do this as open book. Okay, again, once you start the test, finish it. Now, once you've passed the test, you're going to be provided a link that gives you a PDF file for passing whichever class you took, whether it's 100, 200, 700, 800. I have several sub-800 classes that relate to dealing with volunteers and things of that nature. Well, you will get an email link that you can click on at any point in time, and you can go after your certificate. Now, what I need you to do with that is to download a copy of that PDF file and email it to myself or Gerald, and we'll get the database updated. Don't send the link. The link doesn't do us any good. It needs to be the PDF file. On some of this training, you're going to find that most of it seems intuitive. I really didn't have too much trouble with it. As they were going through it, it was like, yeah, well, that makes sense. Oh, okay, well, that's why they did that. Now that makes sense. It really wasn't anything wild or bizarre. I didn't see anything that made me, you know, go, what are they thinking? That's just dumb. It really wasn't that way. So there are other certifications, and Jerry's not on tonight, but there are some other classes that come along every now and then, and part of the prerequisites are completion of certain ICS classes, being 100 and 700. If you ever get interested in Texas Army MARS, you're going to have 100, 200, 700, 800. It's a part of the requirement. So you can see, here we are again. Here's another volunteer group that happens to be HAMS, and here's this ICS requirement again. So it pops up in all kinds of different places. Now, I can hear it, guy, I don't want to spend my middle of the night doing training classes or my weekend or whatever. Yeah, I know. It's not exactly radio blazing fun like perusing through QST or QRZ or Chasing DX or National Parks or whatever. But if you're active in volunteering, this will really help make you a better volunteer. I really, really encourage it, okay? Those of you that have completed the Skywarn and the ICS requirements that are active blue badge volunteers, thank you very much for the time that you've put into it and for taking this seriously. It's really appreciated. Both us and the county are thankful for you. Now, I said earlier, most of the time our activations for something like this are going to come from Denton County. The bulk of our activations as an Aries outfit happen to be Skywarn. The National Weather Service, when we're doing Skywarn, we don't observe ICS fully, but when you take 700, you're going to see, it's going to talk about the NIMS framework. We still operate under that framework. That framework puts us in an area where, like the National Weather Service or Denton County or FEMA or some other entity still operates under incident command. Okay. We are providing a service, and I need everybody to kind of look at that way. We are providing a service to an agency, and it's in our best interest to be trained for their expectations. So that's part of NIMS. And one of the things about this is the agency will tell us what they need. We can either tell them, great, got it, or I'm sorry, I can't. But we don't get to, in any circumstance, and I've seen and heard of this happening, not that far away from here, too, of where a group told the agency that asked them to help that, oh, no, we're not going to do it this way. You're going to have to accommodate us. Well, that's not how this works. We have to accommodate the agency that we're volunteering with up to a point that if it becomes unsafe or we're incapable, the answer is just no. KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Now, just because they make a request of us, if we can't do it in a certain way that they're looking for whatever reason, it isn't going to be, it's not appropriate for us to say, well, no, we can't, you have to do it this way. You don't phrase it that way. You bring it as a suggestion, and if they adopt it, great. If they say no, the issue's done. It's done. It's over. So that's part of NIMS, and that falls into ICS. Now, I know there are some of you that are gluttons for punishment, and at some point in time, you might want to do some of the other classes like 300 and 400 and get a certification. Every now and then those classes come up, but they are during work hours, and you may have to invest some money into them, but that's something that Jerry Garrett can fill you in about. It's something I do not require. We are not there to take over communications for an entire incident. We let those agencies deal with that. And whether we're operating a handy talkie or we're sending a fax or we're picking up a phone, we're communications, and it's not strictly resigned to radio. That'll come up in the ARRL training material if you do some of the ARRL training classes for emergency communications. So, yeah, we do radio, but sometimes we pick up a phone or send a fax. So that's all I have for this evening. At this point in time, do I have any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Please give your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
November 5, India, Kilo Delta.
Kilo 5, Hotel Lima.
Kilo 5, Sierra, Lima, Tango.
Okay, I did have a double in there. Net Control acknowledges N5IKD and K5 Sierra Lima Tango. In the double, I had a station ending in Hotel Lima. That station, please go again.
Hello, Golf 5, Hotel Lima.
Net Control acknowledges Kilo Golf 5, Hotel Lima. Any additional stations? You give your call sign phonetically and wait to be acknowledged by Net Control.
Kilo Golf 5, Golf Sierra India.
5, Delta Zulu.
Alrighty, Net Control acknowledges Kilo Golf 5, Golf Sierra India, and I had a Delta Zulu, but I missed the prefix. Wasn't quite holding the repeater. Try again, please. Okay, I believe that was Kilo Golf 5, Delta Zulu. Okay, thank you. Last call for stations for tonight. Do I have a relay on that last station? Okay, I can tell somebody's trying, but it's not quite making the trip. I'll go for you one more time after I go through the roster this evening. So see if you can get a little bit higher up or a little more power, and we'll come back to you. K5YX, good evening. My questions, comments.
Thank you for the good net. You mentioned the Medal of Honor event coming up in another week or so, about 2 weeks, I guess. We got still could use a couple more volunteers. So, as you said, the sign up sheet is linked off of the DeCaro main page in the announcement section. You'll see a link. Go ahead and sign up and look forward to the event. That's it. K5YX.
AriesNet.
Okay, appreciate you checking in tonight, Mike. Thank you very much. KE5MZT, good evening, Sarah Ann. Your questions and comments.
Thanks for the review. This is KE5MZT. On the ICS classes, when you register, you get what's called your SID number, student identification number, and they're using that in lieu of your Social Security number, so it's a safety measure. And I've taken a whole slew of those ICS classes, and it's just one of those things. Just take it and move forward. This is KE5MZT. Back to Net.
Thank you, Sarah Ann. Hope you have a great evening. WB5NZV, good evening, Gerald. Your questions and comments.
WB5NZV. Good evening, Guy and Nanette. Great net tonight. Good training. And I've got nothing further. Over. WB5NZV, over.
Thank you, Gerald. I hope you have a good evening. K5WXR, good evening, Lee. Your questions, comments.
Good evening. This is really great stuff. I think it's good for everybody, regardless. The ICS courses are free, and they're required for Medical Reserve Corps and for, you know, lots of other things as well. Even if someone's not volunteering, I think it's just good for them to know. But I do have a question regarding APRS. And I know that that you and the Skywarn and Aries, whatever, recommended for, especially for Skywarn and whatnot, that, do you have a liaison or a subject matter expert or someone that you would refer people to ask questions about setting it up properly, like port speeds? And there's a whole list of setup stuff for APRS that might vary by location. And I was just curious if you have, I know you have information on your website and on the Aries website, but is there a person that can be contacted? K5WXR.
Any operators interested in APRS or questions about it can email me directly and I'll answer them. I usually get to those within about 2 days. Kind of depends on work and what's going on at home. Anybody with APRS questions can reach me at kc5goi@kc5goi.net. or kc5goi@gmail.com. Those both go to the same inbox, and I'll be happy to answer the questions. One of the things that I see that usually is set up incorrectly the most is what's referred to as the unproto path or the digipete path. There was a change probably a little over 10 years ago where we quit using relay as the first hop, and I still see people doing it. All APRS digipeters pretty much across the country now will not digipete on relay anymore. We let it be supported as legacy for a while and then finally stopped supporting it. So that's probably the most misconfigured thing that I see that keeps people from getting out whatsoever. But again, you can email me at kc5goi@kc5goi.net or kc5goi@gmail.com. Does that help you out, Lee?
Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you. K5WXR.
All righty, and thank you for the question, Lee. I hope you have a good evening. KC5AJY, good evening, Doug. Your questions and comments for Net tonight.
It was very good, Net. Very informative. And on the ICS stuff, kind of put it off for a long time, but finally just sat down one day and did it. Busted all out in a day, and it wasn't near as bad as I thought. And it was really, really interesting and useful. But yeah, we enjoyed the Net. Look forward to seeing you guys meet Monday night.
This is KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Thanks for checking in, Doug, and thank you for the comments. I hope you have a great evening. Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike. Good evening. Your questions and comments.
Hi, good Net tonight. Yeah, good review on the ICS stuff and good tip on taking the test, the dual setup will help the guys, especially in the initial or in the more in-depth classes as you go up the list. You know, there's a lot more info in there, but and sometimes after a while it all kind of runs together in your head. But other than that, nothing else. I have one simple question, I guess, and because I know we kind of did this for a while and just hadn't heard, and I'm because I haven't been able to hit many of the training nets lately, but are you still doing the standardized training plan booklets and having guys getting those signed off as they go, or is that kind of falling by the wayside now? Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike, back to net control.
We're still doing that training manual. That's something that that the whole section's supposed to be working on. So if anybody's got something they need signed off, I know I've had several come up to me, and we're up to the point on some of them are demonstrating or showing me that they've crimped a power pole, put together an RJ, not an RJ45, sorry, did a coax connector because that's on the list. So I don't expect somebody to bring all the crimping tools and show it to it in front of me, but if they can show to me that they've done it or can make arrangements with me on, I can definitely help you with power poles, RGE8X and RG8, but if you're wanting to do that, I ask that you buy your own connectors. Those are, you know, a few dollars a pop. The power poles can be obtained over at Ham Radio Outlet if you're in Plano, or just mail order them from someplace like PowerWorks or Bionics websites. They're pretty easy to get, and they're not too expensive.
Good to know. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if you're still doing the booklets or not. I've had my collection over here for a while. One of these days I need to come up and get a bunch of stuff signed off when I can be around, when everybody else is around. But anyway, other than that, good net tonight. I'm glad to finally get back on one, and appreciate all the work you do and keeping all this stuff running. So Kilo Golf 1, Golf Echo Mike, back to net.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great evening. 73. KC5YN, good evening, Fred. Questions, comments tonight? KC5YN, this is KC5GOI. Good evening, Fred. You still there? Okay, station not heard. KG5, Romeo Sierra Echo. Questions or comments for the net tonight?
It was a great great net tonight. Good information. I did complete my ICS training just a couple weeks ago. Submitted the PDFs. Look forward to becoming part of the Aries net. Kilo Golf 5, Romeo Sierra Echo. Back to command.
Well, thank you for checking in tonight, and I hope you have a great evening. KC5, Tango Sierra Uniform, good evening. Your questions and comments.
KC5 TSU, all good here. Appreciate the net. Back to you.
Thank you very much, and have a great evening. KF5, Victor Oscar, good evening. Questions and comments tonight.
A comment and a question. First comment, correction on the call sign. It's Alpha, Foxtrot 5, Victor Oscar. And the question I have, I missed the announcements section. Did you make any announcements about the MS-150 for this year?
Sorry about the call sign mess up there, Andrew. I haven't been told anything about the MS-150 yet. I know that's coming up in May, so I was hoping to hear something from James soon, and I haven't.
AriesNet.
Thank you, guy. AF5DF, back to net.
Okay, appreciate it, Andrew. Yeah, guys, the MS-150 will be coming up in May, but I don't have the exact dates yet. And I have been told that there is a route change, but I haven't looked up the map yet. KF5SAW, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Well, as always, guys, thank you for bringing a good net. Good reminders, and yeah, the classes aren't that bad to go through. Not a big deal, especially if you're one to be serious about volunteering. So anyway, that's pretty much all I have. Have a great evening. KF5SAW.
Appreciate it, and I hope you have a great evening. KC5DCT, good evening. Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
I just wanted to say that my daughter, Peggy Camp, 5PCC, has done both of the ICS courses in addition to her Skywarn training and is badged, so really no excuse for anyone not to have it. KC5DCT, back to net.
Appreciate it, and thank you very much. According to the MS website, that is going to be the 6th and 7th, so that's hot on the heels of our simulation with the city. So thank you very much for checking in tonight. KC5HAL, good evening. Hal, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, Guy. Good evening, Net. No, great reminder. Thank you for that. I will throw out there, once I got exposed to the ICS, I took it back inside to my my team at work, and we talked about it and said it's a great organizational structure. There's a very rich training portfolio, and it's all free because it's taxpayer funded, the government, it's available. And so using it, volunteer, and started to use and use it as reinforcement in what we do on a day-to-day basis to run our business. So I think this stuff's pretty cool. So with that, back to net, KC5HAL.
Appreciate it, Hal. Thank you very much. Jack, K5AGO, how, questions, comments for you tonight.
AGO, good evening, Guy, and to the net. I appreciate your suggestion about taking ICS 700 first, because I started with 100 and learned the hard way. I was lost about halfway through there, and then it all made sense later on when I got to the second course. So, as everyone else has suggested, it's not all that bad. You just have to reserve some time for it. No questions. K5AGO, back to net control.
Appreciate it, Jack. I hope you have a great evening. Whiskey Zulu 5, Tango Mike, good evening. Your questions and comments.
Thank you, Mike, or thank you, Guy. Interesting topic. I was sitting here halfway through the ICS 700 class as we started the net tonight. So I'm getting my training out of the way. WZ5TM, back to net.
Okay, well, appreciate you checking in tonight, and I hope you have a great evening. KC5LL, Laird, are you still there? Your questions and comments for the net tonight.
Roger, roger. Guy, good effort as always. No questions, nothing to add tonight. You know, that 700, 100, it was a beating, but it's doable. And like Tim, KC5DCT said, his daughter, I think, who was in middle school, did it. So there's really no excuses for not. So anyway, thanks a lot, Guy. Appreciate it. KC5LL, back to net.
Well, appreciate it, Laird. I hope you have a great evening. KG5BRC, your questions and comments for the net tonight. KG5BCR, last call. All righty, station not heard. KG5KAV, good evening, Rob. Thank you for doing Newsline every Wednesday night for me. That helps fill in some of the time slot that some of the guys were asking for. Any questions or comments tonight?
Guy, thanks very much. My pleasure. Thanks for the great net. Awesome job as usual. This is KG5KAV, back to net.
All righty, thank you very much, Rob. I hope you have a great evening. WB6WBH, Bob, you were a little noisy earlier, but let's see what you got.
Standing in front of the house now with the handheld, KG5COIWB6WBH. I do appreciate your dedication to ARES and emergency communications in Denton County. There is a new, well, it's not new, but active shooter IC class. That's out there. It might be a good idea for all of those out there that have not been involved in any type of active shooter incident. It's a great class to take, a lot of insight.
and I am now teaching active shooter training for the company I work for and all their private parties. And I have been at an active shooter situation. So, 7-3, thanks a lot. B6, WBH.
And thank you for the input, Bob, and hope you have a great evening. 73. This is KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. Kilo, okay, the next two stations we're monitoring. November 5, India Kilo Delta. Good evening, Robert. Your questions and comments.
Well, I took the 100 and 700 together in a Saturday class. So that was what I did. I guess I should go and take some of the other classes, but I'm always been very busy with other things, so I need to re-examine my priorities, I guess. N5IKD.
Well, and I appreciate you checking into the net tonight, Robert. I hope you have a great evening. KG5HHL, good evening. Your questions or comments for the net tonight?
Traffic, back to net, KG5HHL.
Thank you very much, John. Have a great evening. K5 Sierra Lima Tango, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
No questions. I just enjoyed absorbing all the interesting info there, and just wanted to check in. K5SLT.
Well, thanks for checking in the net tonight. And after you say it fast several times, it gets kind of difficult to say this with a straight face anymore. KG5GSI, your questions and comments for the net tonight.
This is KG5GSI. Sorry, guy, I was a little late to the meeting from another engagement, but I got the tail end of it, and I, like others have said, I appreciate what your efforts you put forth in leading our crew. This is KG5GSI.
I didn't get volunteered for anything tonight, did I?
Out.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Have a good evening. KG5, Delta Delta Zulu, your questions or comments for the net tonight? Kilo Golf 5, Delta Delta Zulu, questions or comments for the net tonight? Okay, station not heard. I know I had one other station trying to get in. Last call.
Whiskey Bravo 6, Victor X-ray Kilo, Doug.
All righty, Whiskey Baker 6, Victor X-ray Kilo. Good evening, Doug. Do you have any questions or comments for the net tonight?
Aries Net.
You just have a good net as normal, and yeah, I was on my handheld earlier. I was listening to it, but undoubtedly I couldn't get into it, so I came out to the big power hog in the garage. So anyway, 73s, see you Monday night, WB6VXK.
Well, I appreciate it, Doug, and I hope you have a great evening tonight, and I appreciate everybody checking into to the net tonight. May take a few days, but I'm going to get the audio uploaded and we'll have it posted to the Aries website. It'll be in an MP3 file, and so you can download it, play it over the net if you want to, whatever you want to do with it. At the beginning, you might hear me cough a little bit. I went to take a breath and I had a gnat, you know, go down my throat. So you know how that goes, particularly those motorcycle riders. I do have a little bit of a heads up on the weather tonight. The National Weather Service is currently not expecting anything severe. What's supposed to blow through is going to hit us kind of the 7 a.m., 1 p.m., maybe a little past that window. They do not expect it to be severe. We may see rain, we may see some lightning and get some thunder, but right now, and you need to check on this tomorrow morning, because you know how these things change. But right now, it's not expected to be anything severe. But do please be prepared. And, hey, it's time for storm season, so make sure you got at least a half tank of fuel if you're going out mobile. Keep those batteries charged and keep a level head. I appreciate everybody checking in the net tonight, and I hope you all have a great evening. Stand by while I put the repeater back into normal use.
This repeater is returned to normal operation.